That's debatable.
Well, Dominic.
Hey, Dominic. Awesome. This is so cool for me. Oh, man. Hey, Dominic. I'm Trey.
Hey, Trey. How's it going?
Pretty good. How are you doing this morning?
Yeah, I'm good, man. Beautiful Arizona morning. I'm in the desert. Absolutely glorious.
So you are starring in this new movie, Atomica, and it is just absolutely cool. You know what? I'm going to make sure that people know what's going on. Dominic Monaghan is on the phone with us right now, and you've seen him in things like Lost and Lord of the Rings, and he's just great in everything he does, especially Lost. I loved it, every second of it. And he's got this new movie out called Atomica, and it's really, it's an interesting premise. It's about a nuclear waste facility that is kind of run down, and not everything is operating as well as it should. And so somebody's got to come in and fix it. They bring in this girl to come and fix and help Dominic out, and then things go awry. It's kind of a thriller kind of thing. So, Dominic, I wanted to start out with, what's your favorite radioactive element?
God, my favorite radioactive element. That's one of the best questions I've had all day. I don't know too many of them, so I'm probably going to say uranium just to keep me in the right place.
Okay, I had a couple of ideas. You got uranium, plutonium, and all the ones that like people know that you build a nuclear bomb out of. But I thought maybe since you were in the X-Men Origins movie, that's kind of the Marvel scene, maybe thorium? Thorium's a radioactive...
thorium, okay, nice, okay. Was that named after Thor because it's so strong?
I'm absolutely sure it was because there's other things like, you know, uranium and plutonium are named after like planets and Greek gods.
I should have said adamantium. I mean, I know...
That's good. That's a good point. And then there's also Prometheum. I thought that sounded cool, kind of maybe like Alien. You might be into that.
Nice, man. Oh, you know your elements.
Oh, I studied hard because I was wondering, do you guys have to like study up on like nuclear waste facilities to be a part of this movie?
Well, I mean, if you want to do your due diligence, you should do as much studying as possible. I mean, I studied a little bit on nuclear bases that had accidents, you know, obviously studied a little bit on Chernobyl and what the kind of regime was there and how things went awry, you know. But my father was a scientist, so I probably should know the periodic table of elements a little bit better. But I was addicted to animals when I was a kid, so I couldn't get as much into science, you know, physics-wise or chemistry-wise. I was much more into biology.
You gave me so much information there. I have like 12 new questions. Your father was a scientist? What kind of science did he study?
Yeah, he studied physics and chemistry and then became a science teacher, taught people at university, taught kids at school, and, you know, a very smart man, the reason why I'm probably so interested in science as an adult.
How did you do in science classes in school?
Yeah, I did okay. When I was going to school, we had to do this thing called balanced science. We weren't allowed to pick one particular forum of science. We had to do, you know, a little bit of chemistry, a little bit of physics, a little bit of biology. I obviously really enjoy biology. The other two involves a certain amount of mathematics, which I'm not fantastic at. But I would say I was better than the average student. But really, when I was at school, it was all about drama for me. That was the thing that took my attention. Drama and girls, obviously.
Well, of course, right. So you have a show that the BBC did and you executively produced called Wild Things with Dominic Monaghan. And I'm going to be honest, I haven't seen a single episode of it, but I've been looking through your Instagram and it looks like you have seen some of the coolest stuff in the world. And I got to figure out how to watch that here in the United States.
Yeah, you can watch Wild Things on iTunes. That's pretty easy. You can watch it on Travel Channel. They show episodes every so often. Wild Things was a show that I created from the ground up. I'd spent years when I wasn't acting going away to far-flung countries to work with animals and you know, try and learn as much as I could about animals that I was fascinated by, and I got to a point where I thought I could make it into a TV show. And yeah, it's put me into situations where a lot of my dreams for animals have come true, where I've been able to, you know, see what it's like to be up close and personal with some of the world's most fascinating ones.
Yeah, on your Instagram, you got pictures with snakes and crazy spiders and huge bugs. Is there any animal or bug that, like, scares you, or are you just down for whatever?
No, I'm the exact opposite. I mean, I don't get scared by any creature, and the animals that tend to be the scariest archetypal creatures for most people are the ones that I'm the most interested in. I love insects. I love snakes, spiders. I love sharks. I love tigers. I love anything that can do you some damage. I find the most fascinating.
Do you know much about kangaroos? Because I think I have an irrational fear of kangaroos. Do you think?
Where does that fear come from? I'm okay with kangaroos. Do you think they're going to eviscerate you? Is that the issue then?
Yeah, they're just like buff and strong, and then they'll kick me and probably break me in half with a kick. And I don't know. I just feel like he's taller than me. He's looking me right in the eyes. I don't know. It's just a weird
certainly,
thing.
Certainly an adult gray kangaroo will rip you wide open if you corner them. You know, they're a scary animal if they need to be. But I think the little ones, the joeys, are quite adorable, right?
Oh, sure. They're cute in pictures. I just don't want to have to try to wrangle one into captivity or have to feed one and not know if he wants more to eat. But let's
grab
get back.
Grab it by the tail. That would be the key, yeah. I would tell you. Grab it by the tail. Do not approach it from the front.
I don't know if you're joking or not. I assume you're joking.
No, it's true, man.
Grab a kangaroo.
Grab it by the tail. If you watch anyone work with a wild kangaroo, they grab it by the tail.
Oh, really? So what got you into animals? You just always liked it as a kid?
Yeah, I think my father, you know. I mean, we were in a household where we had lizards and lots of plants and spiders and ant farms and snails and, you know, a whole bunch of different creatures that my dad was working with at school and bringing back from school. And then from there, you know, we would go to different countries in Europe on holiday. My brother and I would constantly be catching lizards and, you know, I would be catching insects in jars and stuff like that. It was just a childhood, boyhood fascination. I'm constantly curious about the outside world. And if you get interested in animals, there's just always so much more to learn about the planet.
Right. Sorry, I got on a huge tangent with Wild Things. We're talking about Atomica. So when you guys were filming all of this with the special effects around, what kind of things do they use to let you see the explosions around you? Do you just have to use your mind, or are you guys using like tennis balls on a string and stuff to like simulate where your effects are?
We would sometimes have those things, you know, lots of green screen and tennis balls on the end of sticks and, you know, things stuck to walls and stuff. That's the life of an actor nowadays, you know, because we can tell, or directors can tell these fantastic stories. You have to just kind of be able to create that reality. That's part of my job, you know. So, I mean, in Lord of the Rings, I think probably 2/3 of the things that we were looking at didn't exist, you know. So you just have to do that as an actor.
And you do a lot of sci-fi stuff, some horror stuff. You know, Lost and Lord of the Rings were sci-fi, and I know you're producing a horror movie coming up. But what draws you to the science fiction realm?
It's just all scripts for me. You know, I was at a wedding last night, and someone approached me and said, you know, would you be willing to do a short film? And I said, look, man, it's just all about scripts, you know. If the script is interesting and I find it fascinating and it has me ask questions about what would happen next or what my character would do next, then it's a good start, you know. Obviously, I like sci-fi. I like fantasy. I grew up on, you know, those type of films. But, I mean, my favorite film to watch nowadays as an adult is probably documentary, because I like learning stuff, and I realize that, you know, you only have a finite amount of time on planet Earth, and I'd rather know as much stuff as possible in that time.
I like that approach. So would you mind, what if I sent you over my script? Would you mind taking a read of it?
Yeah, man, of course. I have an email address on my Twitter account, which is askmeanything@gmail.com. You can just send it to me. If it's good, then we can get talking.
You are being way too kind. I really wouldn't send you. I don't have any script to send you. Did you say your email address is askmeanything?
Askmeanything.
Oh, okay. I was going to say that.
I put it up there because, you know, lots of people on Twitter will say, "What is this insect? What is this? What is this type of fly? What is this type of beetle?" And, you know, I don't want to clog all that stuff up on Twitter, so I just say, "Look, just send me an email with a photo, and hopefully, I'll be able to work out what it is."
Well, do you get more questions about Lost or about Lord of the Rings?
I probably get a little bit more questions about Lord of the Rings just because it's been around longer. But I do get my fair share of questions about Lost. It also depends on what territory I'm in. You know, if I'm in South America, Lost was a smash hit, so I get a lot of questions about Lost. But if I'm in Europe, it's probably more Lord of the Rings. It just depends on where I go, you know, and what I'm doing.
Gotcha. I wouldn't have even thought about it being a regional thing, because I would have just, because there's so many more questions with Lost that I have than Lord of the Rings. Lord of the Rings, I kind of understood. But Atomica is in theaters now, and you can start watching it on demand or digital HD starting March 21st, and you got to check out Dominic Monaghan in it. I will be there watching it in theaters later today. It should be a fun time. I think it'll be fun. Dominic, thank you so much for coming and talking to me, and I hope you have fun playing with bugs and animals. It looks like you lead a pretty awesome life.
Thanks, man. It's good to talk to you, too.